In state capitals across the country, elected officials have a new budget dilemma, a happy one for a change. How to spend $20 billion in federal aid. The aid is part of the tax cut package signed by President Bush. It's intended to help the states out of their worst financial crisis in 50 years. But state officials say the $20 billion is just a small part of what the federal government owes them for federal programs that never have been funded adequately. Continuing a series on state budget problems, NPR's Greg Allen reports from Kansas City.
The waiting area at Kansas City's Samuel Rogers Community Health Center is almost always busy. It serves some 18,000 patients each year from Kansas City's poorest communities. Nearly half of them are covered by Medicaid.
35 to OB, 35 to OB.
Medicaid is probably the most successful example of a federal-state partnership. The feds set minimum coverage requirements and provide at least 50% of the funding. The states make up the difference and administer the program. It's successful, but it's also expensive. Across the country, the rising costs of Medicaid are the single biggest fiscal problem facing the states. In Missouri, Medicaid represents nearly one-sixth of the state's $6.5 billion budget, and costs are going up about 10% each year. States say Medicaid is the largest unfunded mandate, a program the federal government requires the states to operate, but for which it does not provide adequate funding. Over the past two decades, Ray Shapock has tracked the growth of Medicaid as executive director of the National Governors Association. He says the cost increases are largely driven by care for the disabled and the elderly, two groups for whom Medicaid was not originally intended.
You know, in this country now, half of the nursing home care is really paid for out of Medicaid. And in fact, Medicaid is now larger than Medicare, but it is that frail, elderly population that needs drug benefits, other things, other care over and above normal health care like nursing homes and so on, that is enormously expensive and it's growing very, very rapidly.
Brian Riedel is a budget analyst with the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation. He concedes that Medicaid is a problem, but says much of the responsibility for the runaway growth lies not with the federal government, but with the states.
States have rapidly expanded their Medicaid programs to the point where 60% of a state's Medicaid budget is for programs and services that were voluntarily added to their Medicaid system. Now, certainly, because states voluntarily added those services to their Medicaid system, they have every option to reduce those services in their Medicaid system, to peel them back if they don't want to pay for them.
All right, she's going to wrench your mouth out, sit your chair back up. We're going to give it a couple of minutes to get numb.
One of the benefits Missouri is thinking of cutting is dental care. Samuel Rogers Community Health Center is one of the few places in Kansas City where people with Medicaid coverage can see a dentist. But even that option may soon no longer be available. Missouri is also tightening eligibility requirements. Last year, the state cut some 13,000 people from the Medicaid rolls. An aid package for the states recently released by the federal government allowed Missouri to restore those cuts. But it's a one-time fix, and state officials say they will continue to look at tightening eligibility. Similar discussions are going on in state capitals across the country. And Missouri's budget director, Linda Lubring, says the problem is not just with Medicaid. She lists some of the other areas where she says the federal government has unfairly passed its costs on to the states. Homeland Security, education, election reform, and after Medicaid, the biggest ticket item, special education for kids K through 12.
The federal government said that they were going to pay for 40% of those costs back when that program went into law. They're at about 20%. They've never paid the share that they said they were going to. And, you know, that's cost us hundreds of millions of dollars over the years.
Even with the finger pointing, all parties agree that unfunded mandates and cost shifting by the federal government make up only a small part of the fiscal problems facing the states. In fact, most say unfunded mandates are less of a problem now than they were just a few years ago, a development credited to the passage of the 1996 Unfunded Mandate Reform Act. Medicaid remains the biggest problem, and to help address it, the Bush administration has proposed some changes in the way the program is funded and run. Instead of sharing 50% of the costs, the administration wants to provide the states with block grants, while at the same time giving them more flexibility in how they run their Medicaid programs. But it's a proposal that some state officials, like Lubring, view with distrust.
We would be very concerned that any type of block grant on the Medicaid program would ultimately mean that the states would end up picking up a larger and larger percentage of the cost. There just is no way around that, we don't believe, because of the reality of the health care costs in this nation. They're increasing, and we see no end in sight to that.
The Bush administration has been talking to the nation's governors about its proposal to renegotiate the Medicaid partnership, but those discussions broke down this month. Democratic governors refused to support the changes that would allow the federal government to cap its spending and its involvement in the nation's largest health care program. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.